Right across Newcastle and the Hunter to a new RFM 103.7. Hello, Mark Rook with you this morning. And big event happening on the weekend in Largs, the Gang at the Maitland Dog Obedience Club holding their open day in their 25th year. And joining us from the Maitland Dog Obedience Club is Deborah Hudson, their club secretary. Deborah, thank you so much for your time today. 25 years, it's a long while to be doing something. For those who might not be familiar, generally speaking, with what obedience dogs are trained to do, just take us through the bare basics of that for us.
Okay, good morning. We go through each week. We have two sessions and we have held them at Largs, where we'll be holding our anniversary celebrations. And we teach the dogs from very basic obedience rules to how to learn to be good dogs for people with their families. We also help people with disabilities and their care dogs. And we do this each week. We're a non-profit organisation and we were just opening up this Sunday for everybody to come have a look, see what we're about and have some cake and a free sausage sizzle and see some really good dogs performing and see what the outcome of working each week can produce.
Yeah, and again, a great chance for the public to come and sort of see and learn a little bit more about what you guys do and obviously the dogs as well. But a very interesting, though, like you said, once the dogs are in that mode, they're really just focused on helping out their owner, as it were.
Yes, they are. As soon as they're in their work mode, they're watching their owner. They're taught to watch the trainer and to keep an eye on what the trainer will be giving them in little signals from their hands or their voice. And we're not food related, and we get the dogs to work just because they want to and because they want to please.
For those of us who you might be out and about and you might see somebody with the dog and it's labelled as an assistance dog, any tips for us as if we come and contact people with a dog that's in work mode?
Yes, well, one, you should be leaving the dog alone. The dog will always be standing because they don't want to have its tail trod on. We teach our dogs that as soon as we stop, the dog sits, but when the dog is in an assistance dog, then the dog will stand. But yeah, the dog is in work mode, so it's to be left alone.
Excellent stuff. Great reminder there, Deborah. All right, the open day happening Sunday, 8:30 at Ernie Jerd Oval in Largs there. Take us through again in brief what we'll actually be seeing on the day.
Okay, well, everybody will be turning up around our normal time, which is 8:30. Then we will be having some dog games for everybody that goes. If people take their dogs, they're welcome to join in. We'll just have a little waiver for them to sign. And you'll be doing some fun things with your dogs with the club members. Then we'll be having a display and we'll be covering rally, obedience and tricks and what's called Rat G. Rat G is where you have gun dogs retrieving ducks in water, etc. We'll be just doing that on the field. Then we'll be having our barbecue. We'll be having 25 lucky door prizes, one for each year. And then our Lord Mayor, Philip Penfold, and our club president, Stephen Herbert, will be cutting an official cake and we'll be sharing that around. We'll have ice blocks for the children. So it's just a nice social time, have a little bit of breakfast and see what some good dogs can do and have some fun.
Yeah, hear, hear to all of that. Well, it sounds like a good day, a big day, but a fun day on the way on Sunday at Largs. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Deborah, best of luck with everything and thanks for sharing a couple of those tips with us this morning. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye.
From the Maitland Dog Obedience Club, Deborah Hudson, the club secretary, and again, the event, Ernie Jerd Oval, Sunday at Largs from 8:30. And we have some information on this event for you if you'd like to learn a bit more ahead of the day on our events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.